Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the stinking truth.
You know, I'm always kind of curious. You get a lot of feedback. You go back and forth with a lot of our great viewers here. Yeah. What's resonating with people right now?
You know, it just depends on how pissed they are at me for something I've said.
That's where I was going. What have you said lately that's pissed people off?
I don't know. Have I said anything lately that has really pissed people off? Like, people in Cincinnati were real mad at me for a while. You know, one thing that seems to be, you know, on the horizon, certainly Brock Purdy is going to sign a new contract, right? And I think everybody likes the story, right? Everybody likes Brock Purdy, the guy, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, last player drafted, been to two NFC championship games, been to a Super Bowl. Wasn't his fault that Kyle Shanahan decided to, to take the ball and not go last and, you know, let Patrick Mahomes know exactly what he needed to do to win a game. Like, so I think generally people feel – like they really like the guy, Brock Purdy. They like the guy, Brock. But I think there is a real kind of delineating line between people who think that Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback like I happen to think he is, and then people who think that he is just a product of Kyle Shanahan and the talent the 49ers have. And that seems to be a real, like a real sticky kind of conversation on the podcast, and people kind of going at me for either, yeah, I totally agree with you, Stink, or yeah, we'll see, because Brock Purdy simply just has had so many weapons around him.
Well, this isn't the first time we've seen a quarterback who's been, you know, the quarterback of a really good team, a really good offense. And there is that backhanded compliment, right? You know, oh, he's a good game manager.
Yeah.
He executes the system. You know, that it's the idea that he doesn't do anything that goes above the X's and O's. He just is a perfect manager of the X's and O's. So, all right, you like Brock Purdy. What do you point to? What do you see in Brock Purdy that makes you say this guy isn't just simply a game manager?
Yeah. So, Mike, you know, people talk about the talent that they have amassed. Well, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey for the majority of the season last year. Debo Samuel was not the Debo Samuel we remember from 2021. Plus, he was disgruntled. Plus, he was a distraction. You know, you saw him choking out the long snapper. Whatever the guy's name is. Or Tabor Pepper. I might have that backwards. My dyslexia kicks in. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about. Where he's choking him at the neck and going after the kicker and the whole nine yards. That was awful. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that went on during the course of the season. You know, they draft Ricky Pearsall in the first round. He gets shot, you know, at an event and misses the first part of the season. So a lot of different injury issues along the way. That was the, like, there was no question there. But in regards to the quarterback, Mike, when I watch Brock Purdy, I look at not the tangible skill set. And I think so much of today, we want to see tangible things, right? It's easy to say, hey, Lamar is one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. Lamar Jackson, his ability to run, scramble around, look at that, you know, makes a big throw. Like, that's an easy, athleticism is easy to evaluate. You could see that. You don't have to know what you're looking at to know, man, that dude's explosive, right? So when it comes to Brock Purdy, from a tangible skill set, he probably, I don't even know that he's middle of the pack. You know, when it comes to arm talent, athleticism, I think he's sneaky athletic. Like, I think he's a lot better than you think he is moving around in the pocket. But what I see is a guy who processes information like that. I've watched him go from the front side to the back side of three, like, you know, one, two, three, like eliminating things off the bat. So he sees the defense instantly and goes, I can't go there. Let me go to read two. I've already eliminated read one based on the look I got. Let me get to two. Okay, that's not, let me get to back three. No, four, backside, bam, touchdown. And you watch it happen in 1.5 seconds. And so when you see that level of execution from the neck up, when you see that level of processing, that to me is the difference between being good and being great. That to me will still win you championships. That to me, beyond the athleticism that we see and the stuff that's easy, that's the stuff that consistently in my mind wins football games in today's NFL. Hey, and until that changes, right? Until that changes, I don't buy the other stuff. I mean, we saw Anthony Richardson, right? Greatest athlete ever. It's going to take a while, dude, but the greatest athlete we've seen, man, this guy is going to be so dead. Can't stay on the field, taps out to get out of a game. Like, he doesn't – like, he is – you're not going to win in the NFL if all you rely on is athleticism. We still look at Lamar, and I know this is going to piss off the Lamar stands, but we still look at Lamar saying, okay – it's great. You win multiple MVPs. Maybe you should have been the MVP last year. But when it comes to playoff football, you still haven't taken your team to the promised land. You still haven't taken your team to a Super Bowl. And until that happens, we're still going to question Lamar when it comes to playoff time. So I look at those things with San Francisco. The other thing I'll tell you, Mike, is they had a lot of guys offensively step up. Juwan Jennings, when he got the opportunity, I think they look at him and go, wow, not only can he play X, but he can do the stuff that Debo did for us. Maybe not get in the backfield and run the ball, but he can do a lot of the things that Debo did for us. And Ricky Pearsall in the last four or five games of the season was outstanding, had some big games. So we look at that and we're like, I know we let Debo go. I know there's a question mark about Ayuk coming back. But we have found some guys that came out of the woodworks and like, wow, that dude can really play. Like, it's our opportunity now to lower our costs and have some young ascending players as opposed to high-priced descending players kind of join the fray and lead us into the future. And I think that's what San Francisco did, and I think Brock Purdy's the guy to take them there.
Nerd. Cheers.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.